Well, it's time to get a snapshot of what happened in sports over the weekend. And to help us out is Nando DeFino. He's a sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. Good morning.
Hello, Celeste. How's it going?
It's going great. Well, you know, it's going great. The Detroit.
There's balloons in the control room and the studio.
Let me just play you a clip of what I think was the biggest football news over the weekend.
And a deep kick taken out by Stephon Logan. And look at this, Logan. Logan still going. 40 across the 50, the kicker to beat. He beat him. Touchdown, Lions.
How often do you get to hear that? The Detroit Lions beat the St. Louis Rams, trounce the St. Louis Rams 44-6. So, Nando DeFino, tell me, for whom is this a bigger headlines? The Detroit Lions or the St. Louis Rams?
You know, I told you, and I think there's kind of a general consensus that, you know, the Lions weren't as bad as, you know, the last few years and the reputation they've kind of gotten. They were close in a lot of these games. You know, they almost beat the Bears. The Bears are, you know, one of the top teams in football, so St. Louis shouldn't feel too bad today. I think it was only a matter of time until Detroit put it together and spanked somebody.
This is the first time they've won, though, since November 22nd of 2009.
Right. But, you know, instead of looking back at the past, we should focus on this future here. And, you know, they're a good young team. I'm happy for you and Detroit Lion fans. I've been spouting off, you know, the virtues of Detroit.
Let's move on to Minnesota, the Vikings quarterback, who possibly could be more in the news now for his texting habits than anything else. He's under investigation by the NFL. He's accused of sending inappropriate message and pictures to a former New York Jets employee when he was a Jet. How big a story is this? I mean, this is important.
When you're a Jet all the way, Brad.
That was totally unnecessary. But let me tell you about this investigation. I mean, how long could it take, and what effects could it have?
This is one of those weird things where, you know, the NFL, when it comes to personal conduct, they don't really have a straight, you know, they don't have a category for something like this. This could be nothing at all. I mean, they're still. She hasn't really come out and publicly said things. You know, on Deadspin.com is where this all started, and, you know, she kind of hinted that she would be willing to go on the record, so they ran with the story. It's some voicemails and some text messages, and Deadspin even had a story the other day about how maybe a couple massage therapists, the same thing happened to them. It's iffy, because you don't know how much of this is just kind of hearsay and rumor and how much is actually solid fact. But if it turns out the worst of it is true, maybe he gets a warning. You know, Favre, he's always been kind of like one of those good citizen guys who's never gotten into trouble. I don't think it's going to be a humongous deal in terms of NFL suspensions and policy things, but as far as Brett Favre is concerned, it's a big deal because it's Brett Favre, you know?
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, nobody's really surprised by a sports star, you know, sending sexy messages. I mean, really, right?
No, it's very sad, but no one's surprised anymore.
Oh, you get them all the time, Nando? What are you saying here? Wait a minute.
I mean, who hasn't, you know?
You got sexy messages from Brett Favre?
All the time.
You're totally burying the headline.
We're in flames here.
Yeah, and let's, you know, we're doing a very, you know, safe for work glossing over of this. If you actually go to Deadspin and check it out, there's a lot more, I guess, disgusting elements to it.
There are some disgusting elements to it, which is probably going to have people talking for much longer than the NFL investigative team. Anyway, Minnesota Vikings quarterback Brett Favre under investigation for his text messages. Thanks so much to Nando DeFino, sports writer for the Wall Street Journal. We will continue to follow the NFL action as the season unfolds.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.